Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you up to date with the most interesting and important stories from the WVIA newsroom and beyond. Today, Governor Josh Shapiro sees the Scranton School District as an example of progress. That's what he told elementary school students during a visit this week. A new campground site is open in Center County just in time for the unofficial start of summer. And we'll go fishing in Jim Thorpe for a special fishing derby. It's Thursday, May 22nd. Let's get you up to date. First, remember that primary election we had this week? County election officials are working now to finalize the results. As Jordan Wilkie reports for WVIA, the very closest races are still subject to change, with a few more ballots to count.
Big election or small, Pennsylvania requires a series of steps to count all eligible votes and confirm results are accurate. Counties still need to count any military votes that arrive by Tuesday, as well as votes on provisional ballots. Secretary of State Al Schmidt says elections officials' top priority is to accurately count votes and to do so with integrity.
All results are unofficial until certification happens in a few weeks, and increases in vote tallies in the coming days are to be expected as county officials canvass all ballots, including provisional ballots.
All results will undergo a 2% audit, while statewide races will receive an additional audit of randomly selected ballots from across the Commonwealth to ensure voting machines tallied results correctly. Counties have to finish election certification by noon on June 10th.
That was Jordan Wilkie reporting. And by the way, if you want to see what Election Day looked like in Northeast Pennsylvania, check out the latest film focus from WVIA's Alexander Minnelli on WVIA.org. Also this week, Governor Josh Shapiro paid a visit to Scranton's Isaac Tripp Elementary School. This was a big deal. The Scranton School District faced financial collapse less than a decade ago. The largest district in Lackawanna County slashed programs, eliminated preschool, furloughed staff, and considered closing buildings. On Wednesday, Shapiro used the district as an example of the progress that can be made with additional state funding. The district has received a 40% boost in funding over the last 3 years.
We are here because this is an example of what is possible when we both work together and when we meet our constitutional obligation to our children.
For more on the governor's visit to Scranton, look for this story at WVIA.org. So it's almost Memorial Day weekend, which is also known as the unofficial start of the summer. It's a good time for state and local officials to celebrate the opening of a new campground site at Bald Eagle State Park in Center County. As Sydney Roach reports for WVIA, the opening ceremony on Wednesday comes as state campgrounds see a spike in reservations.
Dozens of people huddled under a big white canopy in the rain, including Cindy Dunn, the secretary of the state's Department of Conservation and Natural Resources.
I like these kind of days. I'm a birder, I'm an angler, and these are good days for being outdoors.
Dunn says the state has seen a tremendous increase in demand for camping this spring. In March, several federal campgrounds across the state, including Racetown Lake in nearby Huntington County, closed down because of a federal hiring freeze. Since then, campers moved to private or state campgrounds.
Camping is up 30% already. This area here at Bald Eagle is up 55%.
Since those federal campground closures, the Shapiro administration launched its Still Open, Still Awesome campaign to encourage outdoor recreation at state parks. Dunn says events like this are part of that effort. Bill Coker is the park operations manager at Bald Eagle State Park. He says the new White Pine Loop will help accommodate campers displaced from federal sites.
White Pine Loop is a 22 campsites, full hookup, pet-friendly campground with 50-amp service ready for the bigger trailers.
Coker says a lot of parks don't have the infrastructure to support newer RVs. People have been camping at White Pine Loop since last year. But some parts weren't finished until recently. Officials also say they wanted to celebrate Memorial Day and the unofficial start of summer with this opening ceremony. At Bald Eagle State Park, I'm Sydney Roach.
More up to date after this break.
We report to you. Subscribe to the WVIA News Notes e-newsletter for the latest from the news team. Visit wvia.org/news and click on the subscribe button to receive the newsletter every Tuesday and Friday morning.
Welcome back. For 2 days each spring, a creek in Jim Thorpe becomes the center of excitement and inclusion. Volunteers help children with special needs catch brook, brown, rainbow, and tiger trout. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall takes us fishing.
Harley Lasso stood at the edge of Ruddles Run in Jim Thorpe. Freshly stocked trout swam close by, and the 8-year-old wanted one on her line. Patrick Rogers helped the second grader from Tawamensing Elementary School.
Oh, you know what? If I say big, you say
fish.
Big?
Fish.
Big?
Fish.
There you go. There you go.
It worked.
Yeah. Yeah. See, it worked.
Good job.
See, it worked.
Rogers' dad, Philip Rogers, started the Special Needs Fishing Derby 70 years ago. The bricklayer cared deeply for those with special needs. He invited children to his lush property with the waterway, also known as Silk Mill Run. Now, over the course of 2 days in May, more than 250 children from schools throughout the region visit the property. The land is now home of the Germantown Grove Club.
He was always a caring guy. He always looked to help somebody else.
That's Mary Rogers Marzen, one of his daughters. Her dad died in 2006 at the age of 82. Nearly 20 years later, a team of family and volunteers helped the event grow each year. Another son, also named Philip Rogers, explains the impact.
So my dad was such a big part of this, and it's a wonderful legacy that something like this continues. And we have a great day. There's a lot of joy and happiness, which the world needs.
Organizers stocked the waterway with 1,000 trout before the event. Each child can take 3 filleted fish home, and teachers come prepared with coolers. Joe Shago is a member of the Grove Club and filleted children's catches.
It's just to see the smiles on the kids' faces and see what a good time they're all having.
Volunteers, including those from American Legion Post 304, helped place worms on hooks and offered assistance when it was time to reel in the catch. Keith McQuaite serves as the post's commander.
It keeps going. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and it's an amazing, it's an amazing event for the kids. A lot of kids, it's the first time they ever get to fish. It's sometimes the only time they get to fish.
During the event, the Carbon County Community Foundation announced the creation of the Phil Rogers Memorial Scholarship. The $500 scholarship will be awarded to a Carbon County student who will study special education or rehab therapies. Reporting from Carbon County, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
Thanks, Sarah, for that story. Turns out this weekend is a good one to give fishing a try if you want to. This Sunday is one of 2 Fish for Free days sponsored by the Fish and Boat Commission. Anyone can go fishing for free, whether they have a license or not. The next one is on July 4th, Independence Day. The commission says even though you can fish for free, all other fishing regulations apply. And if you're looking for more ideas for this weekend, be sure to check out this week's Eventful at WVIA.org. WVIA's Haley O'Brien has all the details on Memorial Day parades throughout the region, the Scranton Public Library's Swingin' on Vine fundraiser, yoga on the beach, and more. It's all at wvia.org/eventful. All right, one last thing before I let you go today. Let's take a look back at This Week in History with Director of Journalism, Julie Sidoni.
This Week in History, a brief look at some of the biggest happenings here at home and around the world, May 19th through the 25th. In the year 2000, this is the week a chartered plane crashes about 11 miles south of the Wilkes-Barre Scranton International Airport, killing 17 passengers and two crew members. 1935, the Reds beat the Phillies 2-1 in Major League Baseball's first ever night game played under the lights in Cincinnati. 1960, a massive earthquake kills thousands in Chile. Tremors travel across the Pacific, also causing a tsunami that kills 61 people off the coast of Hawaii. 1979, this is the week six-year-old Eitan Peitz vanishes walking to a bus stop in Manhattan. He becomes one of the first missing children to be featured on milk cartons. And in 1992, 50 million TV viewers tune in to watch Johnny Carson end his 30-year run as host of The Tonight Show. That's This Week in History. I'm Julie Sidoni, WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find these stories and more at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want to keep hearing from me and the rest of the team, make sure you subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you find your favorite podcasts. We're almost to the weekend. Enjoy your Thursday. I'll catch you tomorrow right here on Up to Date.